Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't you want to know why CNN's done a U-turn, a 180, a bat turn, and come out and said, okay, looks like it came out of the lab. Here's a headline. We need to know how COVID-19 emerged so we can stop it from happening. And ABC News saying, well, looks like it came out of the lab. They knew 16 months ago.
There was no cell phone activity, no cars, nothing around the Wuhan virology lab in October 2019. They pretty much shut it down. Let's just recognize where we are. We're not talking about bat caves in the suburbs.
Right.
Wuhan is a major city in China, larger than New York City. No activity for several weeks in October 2019 around the lab.
Right. So if you go to page 12 of the report, it lays out the concerns about the activities that are happening at Wuhan and then the occurrences at the lab right before the virus breaks out and goes worldwide, both the lack of activity and reports of individuals becoming sick. This really shows, I think, a grave concern of both the activities that were there and raises a concern about U.S. involvement. And then, of course, it goes to the Biden administration being completely unwilling to continue to pursue the original origins of the virus.
A fact sheet released by the State Department in the closing days of the last administration, written by some of the same people who are doing the investigations the Biden administration shut down, told us that several researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology became seriously ill in the fall of 2019. They had, quote, symptoms consistent with both COVID-19 and common seasonal illness. Three of them went to the hospital. Now, that came out in January. The American media caught up this week. The intel community confirmed it. In a statement to Fox News today, the State Department contractor that led that now defunct probe, a man called David Asher, reiterated that based on that investigation's findings so far, quote, there is probable cause for deep suspicion that the virus escaped from the lab in Wuhan and the Chinese government lied about it.
Virologist says genetic fingerprints prove COVID-19 man-made, no credible ancestor. The big news is that there's six inserts created through gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute in the virus. It's a bunch of different species of virus. Didn't naturally mutate into this. A lizard doesn't mutate in a million years into a giraffe. But it's whole different viruses, different species of virus from the wild fused into one in a laboratory. And as Rand Paul, being a doctor, went over the medical system of this, they use natural animals to gestate it in, to basically produce it in, so that it would then not have all the markings of being made in a lab, but it was spliced in a lab, then put into animals to be produced in their blood, and then strained out. That's why it was like a slaughterhouse, because it was just massive amounts of these viruses that they were purifying out and preparing for the bio attack they then launched. But humans are so strong and so healthy, it didn't work on most people. Only the old, only the sick, and the Chinese in Wuhan, the most toxic city in the world, who already had destroyed lungs from the toxic air, a lot of them did die. And so then that was used to create massive hype and massive fear. But it's all the timing of the release. Look at Fauci saying Trump will be challenged in the next few years by a massive pandemic when he first got into office.
And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
I mean, they had the motive, they had the background, they had the history, they bragged about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. Another special report straight ahead, and then I launch a massive attack against the globalists.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements. At the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients, 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Tuesday, June 1st. The year is 2021. And our globalist overlords have now announced a planetary plan to not just eat bugs and drink sewage water, but to eat dead human flesh. This is the artificial zombie apocalypse. It is upon us.
Is your mind really your own? Unbeknownst to the masses, a campaign of mass mind control has been well underway longer than most people alive were even born.
Between two ages. This is 49 years old, almost a half a century today, and it's the blueprint for the way in which the world has reformed around technology. The technocracy that exists today was predicted and ushered in by Zbigniew Brzezinski all those decades ago. And this is where we're at today. In fact, he predicted the socioeconomic breakdowns, the rise of technologies, the direction in which personal privacy would be shattered. And, you know, going back even further, you know, back to the 50s and the predictions in things like 1984, right? I mean, it's worse than anything anyone ever imagined.
While the non-elite have been deliberately manipulated to have their own belief system deprogrammed and their natural lives altered and culled, the control has metastasized all around us.
The mainstream corporate media are absolute mercenary trash who also hate the country and enjoy what they're doing and have absolutely no morals and literally have been hired because their profiles, their algorithm, their psychological signature, their profile assessment is that they are psychotics, or at least sociopaths. And then you realize they have built an army of these people and put them in charge.
You see, the tactic of subversion about which I'm talking is similar to the martial art. If an enemy is bigger and heavier than yourself, it would be very painful to resist his direct strike. The Chinese and Japanese judo art tells us what to do. First to avoid the strike, then to grab the fist and continue his movement in the direction where it was before. What happens here? The target country obviously does something wrong. If it's a free democratic society, there are many different movements within the society. There obviously, in every society, there are people who are against this society. They may be simple criminals, ideologically in disagreement with the state policy, conscientious enemies, simply psychotic personalities who are against anything. Right? And finally, there are a small group of agents of a foreign nation, bought, subverted, recruited, right? The moment all these movements will be directed in one direction, right? This is the time to catch that movement and to continue it until the movement forces the whole society into collapse, into crisis.
The progressive roots of the cancer that would lead America to Joe Biden after the elite had swindled the American public by creating the Federal Reserve System in 1913. It was key that future generations would be deprogrammed to accept the crime of the century, an income tax that benefited the elite and subjugated the peasants. And so the lies accelerated and poisoned Western culture. British oligarchs used the Tavistock Institute to mold public opinion, to manipulate the British and American public into accepting the notion that war with Germany was necessary in order to secure a lasting peace, a sentiment at odds with the majority of the public that has been repeated ad nauseum. Following the birth of global financial governance by the IMF and the World Bank due to the Bretton Woods Monetary Agreement of 1944 and the collapse of the gold standard in 1971, in 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth. These dire predictions made about the future of civilization emboldened the elite to undermine the natural future of humanity in order to engage in genocide with quiet weapons for silent wars. The globalist think tanks and media moguls that would take the reins from the Tavistock Institute to promulgate the history of propaganda and mind control over more than 100 years ago are too many to mention in this short report, but the total control has become monolithic.
In 1948, the Smith-Mundt Act was signed by Harry Truman. And if you listen to that noise right now, Andy, hear that rumble? That's Harry Truman rolling over in his grave. Because what this is, in addition to the NDAA of 2012, is to remove the prohibition against external foreign propaganda, and it internalizes it and directs it here. Now, the question we have to ask is, what would be wrong with the State Department or the government basically providing what amounts to absolutely propaganda directed towards American citizens?
We were creating a story there. So that's, I think that's propaganda.
Jeff Zucker tell you how to report, sir? You know we expose everybody, right? Comment, sir? So there we have it, Anderson Cooper. New York, New York. He's got nothing to say about Charlie Chester.
It is inevitable that the unyielding manipulation will have the same results for the elite's puppet, Joe Biden. A progressive train wreck prophesized by broken U.S. President and New World Order pawn Woodrow Wilson, who finally realized to his own horror, saying in 1924, quote, "I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. All our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion. No longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men." Well, at least Woodrow Wilson didn't read it from a teleprompter. John Bound reporting.
Excellent report. That's why I started the broadcast with it. We are your overlords. It is Ed Mann on video in the John Bound section. Click the left-hand corner navigation bar. Click that link, and it will take you directly to all the different contributors like John Bound and others. We are your overlords. It is there to share. Okay, here we are, 13 minutes into this live Tuesday broadcast. Feels like a Monday because of the Memorial Day long weekend, and I have been a very busy individual over the long weekend, collating a lot of data and information about what's currently happening on the planet and what the globalists are planning next. But I can tell you, as I said last week, and as I said the week before, they are planning the release of another virus to cause another shutdown and more fear. But they're going to have loosening of the restrictions, so when the next bigger, longer lockdown comes, you will behave yourself and follow orders, believing that someday the restrictions will be taken off, and the restrictions will never be taken off. I said that a year and a half ago, and I stand by it today. The real restrictions are still in place almost everywhere. Matthew McConaughey has come out, what a disgusting person, and said that he wants us to wear masks forever. Just a Hollywood drug addict, folks, who does his fake smile. We're all supposed to bow down to him. And let me tell you, he is from Texas, but there's a lot of white trash from Texas. So if somebody's from Texas, I mean, they should be our next governor. And look, just his latest statements. I've been on the fence about McConaughey because I can forgive people for being drug addicts and all the rest of that. Nobody's perfect, but this is a little too much. Sorry, I just went off on a jag there. Anyways, the masks are going to go forever, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to say no to it. But I'm going to break down the future of humanity if we don't stand up and take action. We come back on the other side. This is a really important broadcast. They're all important, but I'm in the zone, and I am going to kick the globalists up and down the street when we come back and lay out a blueprint to smash them forever. It's us or them, ladies and gentlemen. This is war. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
June 1st, the year is 2021. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Let's go ahead and drill right into the big picture of why this is happening, exactly what's happening, and how we stop it. Here's a quote from 1984, published in 1948. And it was an analysis of what the Fabian socialists running England would do if they were successful and merged the West with the Soviet Union and Stalin. Orwell wrote essays and gave speeches before he died the next year. He was the highest level of British intelligence. There will be no curiosity, no enjoyment of the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston, always there will be the intoxication of power. Constantly increasing and constantly growing, subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on the enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Now, he's talking about the people that were able to take over and set up the CIA in 1947, the year he was writing this. Not the British people, but the Illuminati, Jacobin, Satanic Order, the Hellfire Club, and other names it goes by. And what its plan for the world was if it got control. Now, again, Julian Huxley, who died in 62, if memory serves, he gave a speech in Berkeley in 61 when he was already dying and said, I'm part of the same elite as George Orwell, which was true even more so, part of a secret breeding program that was later declassified. Went back to the 1850s with Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, and others, Darwin. And he said, 1984 is the old model that's going to be phased out. We're going to make people love their servitude and use drugging and electromagnetics and inoculations to turn people into different species. We're going to make the act of having children via the womb obsolete with chemicals. And we're going to destroy the nuclear family. And people will be so brainwashed from birth, they will love their servitude. I mean, these are real speeches. I'm paraphrasing them pretty much word for word. You can go online and type in Huxley's, Aldous Huxley's 1961 Berkeley speech. And these weren't speeches against this. These are speeches for this. But let me show you now where we are and where they've taken us just with some headlines. Look at this headline here out of the New York Post. Scientists suggest eating human flesh to fight climate change. Well, he didn't say that. He said, you must awaken to the idea we're all going to die, Magnus Söderlund. And now a bunch of U.S. states have legalized spraying ground up dead people on crops, which is Soylent Green. Swedish behavioral scientist says eating humans to save the planet. The idea is you're trash, you're garbage, you're a commodity, you don't have any sanctity, you don't have any connection to God. Don't value yourself in any way. And once you don't stand up for yourself or others, you're wide open, and the social contract of Christianity and the Western ethos falls, civilization falls, and we're back in the Barbary days of conquest and Dark Ages, which is what the Club of Rome and Davos and the UN, in my film Endgame, I show the quotes, and in the extras of Endgame, I show the quotes, and in Endgame 2.0 that's only at PrisonPlanet.tv, we ought to find that in Air 2.0 sometime. It's actually on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now free of the public as an archive. And they said, we're going to get rid of science for the general public, make everybody like beast, and we'll even bring back human sacrifice, not just gladiatorial death sport. This is the UN committees voting to do this. You know, the UN committees, UNIDIR, voted back in 2000 for total abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. That's a quote. The ownership of civilian firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state and should be abolished worldwide. That's a quote. See, it threatens the power monopoly. What did Orwell say? While Winston is torturing, while O'Brien is being tortured to death, both of them are being tortured to death by the culture, by the society, by the civilization. Both the torturer and the torturee. While Winston's being tortured to death by O'Brien, O'Brien says there will be no curiosity, no enjoyment of the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston, always there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and constantly growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless, who, if you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. And that's why Klaus Schwab comes out and says, you will eat bugs, you will drink sewage, you will eat water weeds, water plants, you will have nothing, you will own nothing, and you will like it. Robots will rule you. You are obsolete. They are just saying the most outrageous criminal things, like, hey, the Democrats legalized human-animal clones last Tuesday. Minor footnote. Hey, we're going to bring clones to term. Hey. Hey, Drag Queen Story Time will be headed up by convicted pedophiles. Hey. And it's all just to get you completely overwhelmed so you give up. And I have a stack of similar articles going along with that here. Here's the Australian.com, the biggest newspaper in Australia. Anthony Fauci backed virus experiments despite pandemic risk. He said it was well worth it. And then he said Trump will be challenged in the next 3 years by a virus that is going to be released. And, of course, you saw all of that unfold. We're going to be walking through it all for you today. But they know what they're doing. They do things that are so horrible, so evil. A lot of you just go into a catatonic state, a psychological fetal position. Others just try to escape it and try to deny it. Others join with the evil. And then others, of course, decide to fight it. Because we will win. We don't have any other choice. In fact, we will win, absolutely. I mean, this system's designed to burn itself out. These people are like cancer. They're designed to fail. So stop giving them the power. It's time to take the power back. Stay with us.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No. It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA 40 Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing, I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
To the dreaded Alex Jones Show, dreaded by tyrants, by communists, by Satanists, by pedophiles the world over, loved by pro-human patriots of every race, color, and creed. We love you all. We salute you. We're very honored to be here live today. All right, now that I got into some of the motive in the last segment and the mindset of the Fabian Socialist, who are the real governing model of the planet, and I could do a whole other hour on that, but I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to drill into the latest news on the COVID train going off the rails. That is the globalist takeover to put China in the driver's seat. That whole program is falling apart ultra massively.
and I'll be covering that today in the third hour. Roger Stone is going to be joining us. It became the number one trending news story over the weekend on Twitter and a bunch of other platforms. Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Alex Jones say Trump to be indicted. Well, that's what they're telling people in New York. That's what the Democrats are bragging about doing. It's what Letitia James promised to do. And it's what our sources say they're going to do. By pointing out this and pointing out it's political, and pointing out that the prosecutor in New York is a Democrat fraud, we're hoping to stop that. So we're not coming out and saying this, hoping Trump gets indicted. And we're not just making the prediction out of hand, but that's where this is going, and they've telegraphed it to the next month. And so what's a month out? July 4th. So on or about. It may not happen. Roger Stone was on this show a month before he got SWAT teamed with the indictment, and he said, I think within a month we can find the clip, I will be arrested. He was on a few days before, and he said, I think it's imminent. Because he had CNN and others parked down the street from his house. And FBI driving by all the time. You know, it gets a little obvious. So that became a huge story. Roger's going to be joining us at the start of the next hour, and it's perfect timing because he's been meeting a lot with General Flynn. And they've been giving speeches to groups of as much as 5,000 people every weekend. And the crowds are getting bigger. There was one in Jupiter that was 5,000 on the ground, more than 10,000 boats for another big Trump 2020 rally. And that really angers the globalists. And if Trump keeps pushing and goes ahead with these rallies he's got this month, that we're going to be at, by the way, they are moving to do that as punishment because they stole the election. And the idea that it's criminal for Trump to challenge the election when that's your right as an American, when the Democrats do it all the time, is crazy. But General Flynn, we'll play this next hour and get Stone's take on it, was asked about Miramar, who had a coup against the Biden Soros-backed takeover and election fraud that clearly happened there. And I've studied the case. I'm not defending the military coup in completion. But it's the same thing that we saw over and over again in Ukraine and other areas where Soros and the globalists do overthrow countries and do rig elections. Hell, we just saw it happen here in November of last year, 8 months ago. And so that's up to those people over there. But it does look suspicious what Soros and others are up to. And so I can't say I blame those people. That's the wheelhouse the left has brought us into. But now it was one of the other top stories over the weekend that Flynn called for violence when he didn't. Article at Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen. Left calls for court-martial of General Flynn after he suggests Myanmar-style coup should happen in the U.S. Which he didn't really do, but he has a right to say that, particularly because we've had a coup in this country and massive fraud. And we've had Biden selling us out to foreign powers and opening our borders and illegally smuggling hundreds of thousands of women and children and others in and giving them to known smugglers. So you can't create this climate and then be surprised that things like this start happening. And so next hour, I'm going to show you not just the articles, but the videos. Here's one. New book reveals General Mad Dog Mattis discussed secret military coup against President Trump while serving in his White House. So did, quote, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. Remember all that? InfoWars revealed the 25th Amendment deep state coup in 2017, the illegal spying, came out 2 years later that we were dead on right. Remember all that? Biden absolutely convinced military would engage in a coup against Trump. CNN. So now you see him in a mild statement, and oh my gosh, it was one of the top trending stories. He wants a coup, arrest him, court martial him. People pointed out how he's out of the military, he can't do that. They're like, then reinstate him and then indict him. Flynn said, let's be very clear and sets the record straight on coup comment. Said that is not the case. We'll get into all of it next hour. But We've been under a globalist UN-orchestrated coup, and America's waking up to it, and part of our intelligence agencies are aware of this, and the general public's aware of it, because Fauci did this in plain view, and that's why they're in trouble. They're very easy targets. They want to keep the lockdown going in the West when it's not happening in China. They want to go ahead and accelerate the end of the country, and there are powerful globalist forces that want to keep the U.S. somewhat strong, along with the EU, to have a multipolar world, a tripolar world, that they control from the UN level. And so this, again, China file arm has, this China-centric arm has gotten big for its britches. And so it's being brought down to size. And Biden says in 90 days he'll have his intelligence agencies tell you what really happened when he was the one, the first day he got in on January 20th, to order Trump's Wuhan investigation that was going on in the State Department under Mike Pompeo to be ended. And it is redonkulous how much evidence there is that they did it on purpose. Not just the scientific evidence, not just the virus being made there, not just Fauci running the operation, not just them sending it out to shut down society, get rid of Trump, bring in their world cashless system. I mean, it's all there. It's ridiculous. And then Fauci lying, saying, I know nothing about gain of function, when he's in congressional testimony admitting he was funding it and knew about what the vaccines would do. They've pre-tested and pre-programmed this all. And so off the studies Fauci funded, you can follow the trail and see what he was building. My God, this is ridiculously obvious, completely transparent, open and shut. Isn't a jury in the world wouldn't sentence him to life in prison for the conspiracy he engaged in with the UN and the Chi-Coms to take over the world? This isn't a James Bond movie you go eat popcorn and have a nice cold Coca-Cola and maybe some Milk Duds watching. This is a real James Bond villain world, and we're living in it. And I'm not going to be a spectator and just sit here with my thumb you know where. I'm going to go after these people with information warfare and the truth. And so are you. We're going to win. We're not just going to let them run the tables on us. So, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and hit all of that, huge developments. But let me just tell you about this, because we're very excited about it. People are really taking action. We were in the red the first 5 months of the year because a bunch of our best-selling products were sold out, some for 6-7 months, most about 5 months, supply chain breakdowns everywhere. You hear about it in the news, from steel to aluminum to gold and silver to corn and beef and everything else. Well, especially high-end supplements, they have been completely just not available when you're getting high-end clean stuff like PQQ and CoQ10 and medical-grade iodine and just all the rest of it. But thank goodness it all came back in the last few weeks, and now we are digging out of that hole, and we just started going to the black last week, but we need extra money to go into the future, be able to operate and buy future product to get it in, and the supply chain is continuing to break down. So we're in a precarious position like all the rest of society, but store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, DNA Force Plus back in stock, Pollenbot back in stock, Supermel Vitality back in stock, Prostagard back in stock, Alpha Power back in stock, Ultratrol back in stock, VasoBeats back in stock, Lexapure Breeze Air Filter $50 off, Lexapure Pro Water Filtration $50 off, Iconic Fizzy Magnesium Drink, so good. That's massively discounted, all 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. It only lasts a few more days.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday transmission. Now, I mentioned the Fabian Socialist that came out of Cecil Rhodes and a model of the British Empire on how to maintain control of populations and how to dumb them down and how to finally exterminate them, but have them love it and appreciate it. And so they were funding all these different top scientists, not just in England and Scotland and Ireland, but in Germany and in France and in America, to develop what they called mind war. And here is their symbol. It's a wolf tearing its way out of sheep's clothing. In fact, it's a wolf rampant, meaning a wolf on the attack. And they believe in survival of the fittest, that you deserve to die if you're not smart and cunning and oppressing others. Now, that creates, again, a conquest society, dark ages, causes the collapse of civilization. Christianity and a merit-based society, meritorious, where success is rewarded, but also goodness is rewarded, and being honorable and chivalry, built civilization. Not this, but this is the cancer, this is conscious cancer, and George Orwell was allowed into the inner sanctums of this, on record, the highest levels of this, because he was related to the five British families that were part of a secret breeding program under Sir Francis Galton, who was developing ongoing plans from this man Thomas Robert Malthus. He said, crowd the poor together in tiny areas so the disease will kill them. Create licenses. End the what is known as a nuclear family. That wasn't called that then. But end the classical family, which is just a human group family. All groups do it, from Africa to Asia to ancient Mesoamericans. Everybody formed families. Once civilization started collapsing, though, they would always get rid of the family. So that's a sign of the collapse of civilization. And so they all had an exact plan, and we're living under the 21st century beginning of the end of the plan. Everything else has been beta test, operational. They could never get it fully in control because humans are so diverse and so powerful and amazing, and we've defeated them a lot. But Cecil Rhodes created the Rhodes Scholarship. He wanted world government. He created the CIA. All of that on record. This is all mainline history. And you have these British files, they're called, Anglophiles, they're not really even for England, that took over the CIA and really set it up, actually. And if you go back to the CFR set up in 1922 at Pratt House in New York, they were called Atlantics or Anglophiles. And that's why all your first movies, when they had talkies by the late 20s, everyone spoke in a British accent. You would affect a British accent or you weren't in society. So that's the facts on that. And so they set up a medical dictatorship, a takeover plan. And going back even 300 years, they wanted to herd people into areas and have them die from disease, just like they did, the British troops did to the Native Americans. And that's actually been in famous dispatches from British generals to British colonels, to that when the troops were dying of smallpox, take those blankets and give them when they were freshly infected to the Native Americans. So this is all an ongoing program. So now let's move on from that to the news today. Just understanding who these people are, where they come from, what they're doing. And, of course, they teach you about racism all day. They teach you white people are bad, so blacks and whites kill each other. Well, they're targeting everybody with this system. They don't care what color you are, they hate everybody. In fact, they don't just hate people they think are dumb or weak. They really hate those they think are smarter than them. And they want to get you while you're young and poison you with fluoride, other chemicals, and they all, Bertrand Russell and others, talk about that. And he's hailed as a great liberal. He said in the 40s, we will give everyone injections to lower their IQ. And, of course, he proposed fluoride in the water, which they then did. He won Nobel Prizes, you name it. And you've seen 60 years of fluoride absolutely dumbing us down. But continuing, here's the Australian. Anthony Fauci backed virus experiments despite pandemic risk, close quote. So he knows nothing about gain of function, never was involved in it. Testified to Congress in 2012 that he was all behind it, and 2015 moved it from Wuhan. I mean, moved it from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to Wuhan. And everybody's like, Jones, how'd you know this last year? I had all the experts on. It was in the controversy articles in 2015 in the Journal of Nature and the Journal of Science. It's like saying, Jones, how do you know the Statue of Liberty is at Staten Island? And then people go, it's there. He's psychic. How do you know the Grand Canyon's in northern Arizona? Well, I've been there. Oh, my God, it's there. He's a genius. This is what's frustrating to me. Everyone's like, how does he know all this? It's all right there. It's ridiculous. So, sorry, that's one article out of about 100. Let's continue. Heart inflammation, blood clots, and other dangerous side effects occur from COVID-19 vaccines. A whole new giant prestigious study. And, of course, it's being banned all over the world, but they tell you it's safe. Matthew McConaughey tells you to take it, and it's so liberal. And this is a very important article with some PhDs and medical doctors. That's at InfoWars.com. You may know this, but your friends and neighbors and family don't. This is an emergency situation. Most people won't die from this right away. They're going to become debilitated, which weighs down the civilization. So you're like, oh, let those idiots take it. We're going to be wiping their butts for 50 years. No, no, no. That's why a soft kill is worse than a hard kill, because it sucks everything out of society, taking care of all the infirm. Which then again makes society collapse and makes us finally accept mass euthanasia. They're going to make us accept survival of the fittest by crippling us, so we've got to kill off all the dummies that took the shots. All the liberals want the free stuff. That's why behind the scenes, I've never had David Rockefeller do this. I never had Fauci do it. I never had Bill Gates do it. But I've had people right below them in off-record discussions tell me all this. Jones, we agree with you. We want to empower. The public's bad. They've got to be gotten rid of. They're stupid. And if the public doesn't believe me and does this, see, that's why this is all really, to the globalist, a big test. I don't work for them. I don't like them. But they're like, oh, look at that old-fashioned goody-two-shoes guy. You know, he can see what we're doing, but he just doesn't have what it takes to make the hard decisions. I've been giving these speeches. My dad was giving them as well. And it's not like it's even that special. Millions of people have been given the speech in the U.S., and they joined with the dark side because they wanted to have value. They wanted to count. They wanted to be in on the winning team. But it's not the winning team. It's satanic. Another big study about that. Doctor slams COVID vaccine. My patients are not laboratory rats to be sacrificed in global vaccine experiment. Top New Zealand doctor. Very powerful video. We'll get to after Roger Stone leaves us. Wuhan lab staffers seen being bitten by bats covered in blood and wearing no protective gear in new video because it's a giant virus harvesting industrial site. World's first case of human infection with H1N3 bird flu recorded in China, a new reason to freak out and run around crazy. Former State Department lead investigator reveals wife of Wuhan lab researcher died from COVID in December of 2019. When they were running Operation Lockstep. It was all on purpose. Washington Post becomes latest media outlet to walk back debunk conspiracy theory Wuhan lab coverage. Former FDA commissioner, China should have blood samples from sick Wuhan lab workers. Where are they? Plus, no cell phones operated for like a week in December, right when this happened, because the whole lab was sealed. A giant facility, no cell phone activity, because they had incubated it and released it on the staff. So they have plausible deniability when they finally walk back to that point. You get a nuclear war over this if it comes out they did it on purpose. Well, the UN, the deep state, big corporations, China, and the Democratic Party, as well as the EU, all signed on to this in a meeting and then released it with the cover of Event 201 as the blueprint. I've got a lot more on that, and I've got a lot more on just a whole bunch of issues. Gun grabbing, everything coming up. Chemicals in the water, a huge developments on global sterilization by design. But first, Roger Stone's coming on to cover a lot of big breaking news, and they're planning to go after Trump, and they're also Flynn. We told you Flynn's really getting organized, really taking action. And I told you trying to organize a lot of top generals, to go public and just stand as Americans against the Chinese takeover. That's what they're trying to set up Flynn now, saying he's violent because they want to put him in jail. So pray for General Flynn. That's the type of guy that they'll definitely go after. So we're going to go to break and come back. But I've been definitely, off on some trips working on that. That's no secret. The enemy already knows all that. We're just working on a huge awakening and a velvet revolution against their Iron Fist revolution. So please fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. We'll have to end this weekend. We have all of these bestsellers that are back in stock, like DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power, Pollen Block, Prostagard, Vaso Beats, Ultra 12, but a lot of them are selling out. So I'm going to extend the sale with free shipping and double Patriot points into the weekend, but not on all the products because a bunch of them are about to sell out.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.